The need for an interim will obviously vary according to each situation. As stated earlier, there are churches that develop a transition process that involves bringing in a younger or newer person who will work alongside the current pastor or minister in a transition period until the newer person is ready to assume the job duties. In these occasions, the former or current minister begins to reduce his responsibilities, change to a different role, or remove himself altogether. In those cases, there is no need for any kind of interim assistance in its traditionally known fashion. However, the vast majority of churches still use some kind of committee or team search process that does not involve the pastor slowly handing off responsibility, and in those instances, the church needs to use the services of an interim. Rotating staff as preachers. Remember question 3, what should we avoid? That chapter included a warning about bringing in a candidate or possible pastor who had been successful in some other ministry, but had no senior pastor experience. Remember this warning when a church seeks to use staff members during the interim time to replace the senior pastor. While the factor of trust and knowing an individual seems to be overwhelming, the fact that those persons are not in a senior pastor position is often because they are not qualified to do so. While it is different for an interim, there are many reasons why this kind of scenario can be, but is not always, counterproductive. What are some of those? First of all, if a church chooses to use staff members during the interim time, it must be clear that they cannot ever be considered to be the senior pastor. Invariably, certain staff members do seek that position, and often will begin to develop a series of communications and support systems to encourage the committee to consider them. If that person is regularly in the pulpit, this only exacerbates the issue. An us versus them mentality begins to develop among various parts of the congregation. Staff members may begin to try and compete against other staff members. In virtually every place where a church uses a series of staff members to preach during an interim time, this kind of disunity rises and attendance falls. Please listen carefully to this warning. On rare occasion, it does work. While the staff will often continue the day-to-day ministry of a church, rarely can the health of the church withstand the lack of consistency in the pulpit. Outside interim. In most cases, a church needs an outside interim to assist during the interim process. What are the advantages to this? First of all, it provides stability in the pulpit. In our 21st century world, most people who come to a church or even consider a church often see the pulpit ministry as a key place of connection. We all know there is a core group of people who will come virtually every Sunday, no matter who is in the pulpit. However, there is a large number of people who are not so committed and find themselves drifting from consistency when there is no stability in the pulpit. Many churches also find themselves having to deal with some crucial issues during an interim time period. Often when the previous pastor has left in a less than positive way, there are issues of disunity, distrust, hurt, and grief taking place in the congregation. Even in the best of circumstances, the grief is real, and there needs to be a time for the healing of that grief and processing of those emotions before a congregation is ready for a new pastor. Therefore, I encourage churches to seriously consider an interim pastor who is trustworthy and who is not seeking the job for himself. This ought to be the first question that is asked of every interim. It is important in most cases to communicate clearly upfront that the interim prospect will not be considered for a full-time ministry position.